Hi, I'm David Jackson, and welcome to my podcast, D-Time, a personal project of mine where I simply share what I'm learning in life spiritually as a Christian, husband, father, and human. Each episode, you'll hear from myself, and I'll also sit down with a guest and talk about various topics and get their insights as well. Life is all about learning, and I love learning from other people and seeing what sparks come from discussions on everyday topics. Thanks for listening. Hey, welcome to D-Time, Season 1, Episode 13. Today we're going to break down what it means to be a student, the student life. And, you know, I think I probably represent a lot of folks out there. You know, I have continuing education, you know, non-traditional student. You know, I've been able to go to school here and there, and currently I'm in the midst of a career change, and so I'm going back to school and studying facility management. And so I get kind of a reintroduction into the student life, what it means to be a student. And it's super humbling and a great experience. You know, I'm taking classes at a community college here in Seattle, and also a course at the University of Washington, go Huskies. And so I've had to kind of relearn in a lot of ways, you know, how to study, how to be a student, how to be effective in that area. And it's, like I said, it's been really humbling. It's been challenging in a great way. And so with that, you know, with this new experience, you know, I've had to really kind of retrain my mind, retrain my thinking and how to be an effective student. And so I know that's the same for a lot of folks out there. I think, you know, for the University of Washington, and I'll speak about that in particular, I know it's a very intense school, a very popular school here in Seattle and in the Northwest, and it's highly stressful. I can't tell you how many students I walk by or meet that are super stressed out, not only just going to school, don't even know what their major is, have to pick their major. And then on top of that, you know, midterms come, and that's a whole nother level of stress. So think about it. You have a highly stressful student base in an area that consumes the most coffee per capita in the United States. And so you have a lot of very stressed out, highly caffeinated students, and that can be a crazy mix. And so I wanted to sit down with the current University of Washington student to kind of pick their brain on what it's like being a current student on campus there, kind of the stresses and the challenges that come with that, and some advice or tips on how to, you know, be a great student. You know, Tyrese, who I'm sitting down with in part two, is a great example of what it means to be a great student. And he gets great grades and great study habits. And so he's someone I always reach out to on studying tips, on, you know, how to be great. And he's helped me a lot just as I head back into school. So I'm excited for you guys to hear what he has to say. And as always, you know, for the students out there, for folks that have moved past, you know, studying or about to enter in studying, if you have any tips or tricks or thoughts, as always, leave a message in the comments section. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast, and send us an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. So stick around for part two, where we talk about the student life. Peace. Hey, welcome back to D-Time. I'm here with my good friend Tyrese to sit down and chat. Tyrese, what's up? How's it going?
What up? It's going great.
Awesome. So before we jump in, man, take a couple minutes to introduce yourself to those that are listening.
Awesome. Yeah, as you said, my name is Tyrese, and right now I'm a current student at UW, the University of Washington, Seattle. This is my junior year. So I've already been there for 3 years, and nice. It's been a big adventure. Time has definitely flown by throughout those 3 years, but it's taught me a lot. Right now, as I entered in school, my biggest compassion, it's been art. Just throughout my life of high school, middle school, I've always had a passion for art in a variety of different ways, whether that comes to crafts, that comes to sketching. I love sketching out portraits. I like drawing, even, yeah, seeing portraits and find some ways to turn them into anime characters. But I've definitely explored art in a deep field. So as coming to college, I definitely knew that was the area I mainly wanted to explore. So yeah, throughout my freshman year, I started taking a huge variety of art classes just to see what the art field was like and see what interests there are. But yeah, it has definitely taught me a lot. And I've been living in the dorms all my life throughout the 3 years, and even that has had a lot to teach me. Just seeing just what it's like currently living. I've been living in Hagett all 3 years, just seeing what it's like to live in the dorms, to live with others versus being in an apartment. And that has been a big adventure. But yeah, right now I'm currently majoring in visual arts, interdisciplinary visual arts for my field. That's the path I decided to take. And the big purpose of taking that path is to really just get a deeper skill when it comes to art. Graphic art, because my plan for after college is to be a graphic designer. So yeah, this has been the best possible field I've found to help me with those in that area.
Awesome. That's great, man. So kind of digging a little deeper into your experience at the University of Washington. So you mentioned, you're a junior now. What's been some of the highs so far of being at UW?
I say the biggest high has really been the community. It's like that was the biggest thing that drove me towards UW. Like my original plan was to go to the Art Institute of Seattle, but just seeing that diversity at UW and throughout the college life, yeah, being in the dorms and all that, that is really what drew me towards it. And it was exactly as I said as I got there. The dorm I ended up getting chosen was Hagett. And the community there has, yeah, just taught me a lot. Just seeing how social and welcoming everyone is inside of the lounge has really just made me feel at home there.
Nice. So, man, so for those that are listening, I don't think, at least when I moved here to Seattle, I didn't realize how prestigious the University of Washington is, and it's really competitive, man. So for you, to make it, 3 years going on, what's been like your biggest key to success for attending UW?
I say honestly, the biggest key is teamwork, just really being the battle together. So that's exactly why, my original plan was to move into the west side, so the more fancier, expensive dorms in that. But that was my first choice, but my third choice, which was Hagett, ended up being selected. And even though that was my third choice, all 3 years I've continued to live in Hagett because it has been such an experience. The amount of people there that we have, the Hagett has a piano, a pool set, foosball, and I think those have been the key factors that have drawn people together. And that's also what has been drawing towards my success is just really being in that community, having people to help you be in the battle, as it has helped taking off a lot of stress throughout work. And just see, yeah, stress is just a huge factor that gets in the way when it comes to finals week, dead week. So I see, yeah, the community has been just a big stress reliever, allowing to feel at home while doing homework, while tackling studying. So you could just focus on going through that and not have to worry about stress or failing classes.
Nice. Now, would you say your experience in the dorm has been your favorite part of college so far? And if not, what's been like your top favorite moment so far?
Yeah, I definitely say the dorms. I'm there like 75% of the times just because of all the lounge has to offer. Whenever I just have the available time, I like to kick it with my friends to play pool. And that's the spot where I've even met my current roommate who we've been staying in the dorm for 2 years so far. This last year and this current year we've been roommates. And just seeing, yeah, just grateful for all the things that Haga has had to allow us to make friends there. So I'll say that's
Nice.
been the cool thing.
That's awesome. So, say for incoming students, what type of advice would you give folks that are getting ready to start at UW?
I say the biggest one that to just help relieve stress is to really take advantage of their freshman year. Like there's a few people that come in with a solid plan, exactly what they want to do. But even for those people, I say the best advice is to use that freshman year while you're not having to worry about after college, to use that time to take a huge variety of classes. So yeah, in all kinds of different fields, whether that's math, art classes, anything that is even close to their interest, so they can really just get a good idea and scope of what is out there. And then, yeah, just use that to see what really is their true interest before they make that big decision to apply for the major, go deep into it, and then eventually find out that that's not a path they want. So, yeah, I'll say using that freshman year to not stress out about things, but to really see what's out there and what's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I always ask everyone that I sit down with, man, as we close out here, it doesn't have to, and this question doesn't have to necessarily do with, you know, college, but for you, what's been the best piece of advice that someone shared with you? If you don't have a top, maybe something, a good nugget recently, if you don't have a number one.
Say a good nugget is, biggest thing that's been on my mind recently is just once junior year is the time to have that plan and to start thinking about high after college. It's really, once you are in your major, once you know the path you want to take, use junior year to start searching up, getting in contact with people, start searching up internships, and really, use that as a good year so that that'll take a whole load off during your senior year while you're taking those final hard classes. But to be able to see right when college happens, what do you want to jump into? What is your reason for getting a major, and what are you going to do with the degree you get? So using junior year, to see what you want to do and how you're going to do it.
That's awesome. Well, man, thank you so much, man, for sharing your insights, man. I know I always lean on you and the other college guys for tips, on how to navigate college, you know, now that I'm back in the studies too. So I appreciate it, man. Thanks for stopping by, bro.
No problem.
Awesome. Anytime. And for those listening, you can follow the podcast at D-Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, and reach out to us at dtimepodcast@gmail.com. All right. Thanks, Tyrese.
Awesome. Bye.
Thank you for joining me for D-Time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If there's a topic that you'd like discussed, you can leave suggestions in the comments or follow this podcast on Twitter and Instagram at D-Time Podcast. See you next time.